A self-styled paedophile hunter vigilante group has been warned to stop its stings on suspected sexual predators as they could jeopardise official court cases and put lives in danger. The plea from the PSNI comes after a Facebook group calling itself Silent Justice confronted two men in Northern Ireland over apparent sex crimes against children and streamed the confrontation online. Last week, a father of two from County Antrim took his own life shortly after being confronted by the group. The PSNI are currently investigating seven people based on information from the group. I'm joined by the former PSNI Assistant Chief Constable, Alan McQuillan. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Luke Gatos, a solicitor and legal editor of Spiked Online. Morning to you, Luke.
Morning.
Well, should we not leave this to the police, Luke? They are the professionals.
Absolutely. There's a number of reasons why we should leave this to the police. The first is that, as you hinted at in your report, it's rather easy where what we call an agent provocateur is involved, someone who entices someone to commit a criminal offence. It's quite easy for any evidence obtained as a result of that to be chucked out of court. There are very strict rules around what such an agent provocateur can do to entice a defendant to commit a criminal offence. And if those rules are breached, then it can, really jeopardise the case. So if you're interested in bringing a just resolution to this these matters, then these kind of amateur contributors are the worst possible idea. And, of course, the second point is...
Well, you say they're the worst possible idea, but, of course, they're often finding people who the police don't even know about.
Well, that's true. But the point is here, people are entitled to due process and a criminal investigation... It involves due process for a reason. It involves defending the rights of defendants as well as victims. And I think it's important that we keep that in context. The point is, if you don't end up with a fair prosecution, what's the point in finding these people? Because it turns into vigilante justice.
But often these groups, sorry to interrupt again, Luke, but often these groups, once they have done the sting, once they've identified these people as having the intent... to abuse children, so they pose as children online. Then when the alleged paedophile engages with who they think is a child, then when the alleged paedophile comes out and meets that person, that's when these groups identify themselves as one of these paedophile hunter groups and they call the police in. So, in other words, the alleged paedophile is getting due process. They're being handed over to the police once they're identified. What's wrong with that?
When the police investigate a crime, they are under strict procedures from the very first moment of the case to the very last. And if they fail to abide by those procedures, any successful defence lawyer will exploit that because that's their job. They will exploit it in order to undermine the credibility of the witness or have the case chucked out completely. So it's in everyone's interest that these matters are undertaken by the police, because it's only them that can ensure a safe and successful prosecution. It sounds very easy, the way that you're talking about it. It sounds like these groups are doing something relatively straightforward. The problem is that these cases rarely get into a criminal trial. A lot of people might plead guilty as a result of these things. But if it goes to a criminal trial, then the evidence is going to be open to extreme scrutiny. The answer here is to give the police more resources and to ramp up their investigative ability, not to empower amateurs and vigilantes.
Alan?
Yeah, I agree with almost all of that. I mean, let's start with a very fundamental issue, which Luke has covered. Very often the information that these people will produce and give to the police that these alleged paedophiles will be absolutely worthless evidentially, because there are very strict rules and controls around recording every single aspect of the interactions with the individual, the times of that, and it has to be an absolutely seamless record showing exactly what was said at every stage by whom, and that everything that goes on within that relationship is absolutely recorded.
And yet we are seeing conviction after conviction, Alan. There are these groups across the water, and there are successful convictions taken against many of the people who these groups identify.
But you don't see the failed ones. That's one of the issues. So I think that's the first issue. The second issue, which causes me concern, is if these groups really want to engage with this and do this, they can find information about these individuals and pass to the police, who will then investigate it properly and effectively, and if there is evidence there, bring these people to court. There's also the danger that the people they're dealing with could well be under investigation already by the police, and that their actions could disrupt that investigation. So I think the downsides of this are very significant. It's not just a matter of saying, oh, leave it.
Well, the downside of it not happening is that people may go on to abuse other children who the police do not know about.
Yes, but that can be...
That's a huge downside.
But that can be resolved by reporting issues to the police immediately, and the police on a child protection issue will react. It's not, don't forget too, in Northern Ireland, it's not just the police in this. We also have the National Crime Agency available as well. So there are a lot of resources going in there, and it's an increasing commitment for the police in this. But there's ways of doing things that will be extremely effective, and there are other ways that involve posting videos on Facebook, on the internet, and outing people publicly and jumping up and down and saying, look what we have done here, look who we have caught. And then the problem with that is courts have already decided, 2015 in the case, it's illegal. And they have in the past, they have awarded compensation to alleged paedophiles, and in some cases convicted paedophiles, for having their details posted online in this way.
Listen, what do you think at home about this today? 030 30 80 55 55. There's a fundamental question. Do you support these vigilante groups identifying, enticing these alleged child abusers online by posing as children themselves and then following that up by asking them to meet them? And then that obviously is a key indicator that they had the intent to actually abuse. And that's an offence. It's an offence to groom a child online, whether they go to meet or not. Do you support these vigilante groups doing that, or do you think it should be left to the PSNI? 030 30 80 55 55. I don't know, Luke, if you've watched some of the videos online of these people being caught, but my goodness, it's compelling in so far as you as a viewer, you're glad that these child abusers are identified and exposed as to who and what they are.
I have seen some of these videos, and of course it's compelling viewing. But the idea that you would prioritise producing compelling content over and above a fair and just investigation of a case, I think is a big
mistake.
That's
not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's compelling because as a right-minded person, you want these people handed over to the police, and that's what happens.
Well, we all want these people handed over to the police, but there's no point in handing them over to the police if they're not successfully investigated and prosecuted. And it's also not worth handing them over to the police if we end up sacrificing key tenets of our justice system. You know, this is about more than just these particular cases. Fairness and objectivity should be at the heart of everything we do in our criminal justice system. The moment we start allowing for the simple fact that these people are being handed over to the police to take Trump over absolutely everything else, then we lose something very, very important at the heart of our justice system. And I think that would be a mistake, not just for these kinds of offences, but for all sorts of other offences as well. While we're talking about the kind of media aspect of this, it is a mistake to turn, you know, a lot of these people who end up accused of these crimes are desperate, sad and lonely individuals. And I think, really, a lot of them need professional intervention and help rather than being shamed and named on the internet. You know, we've already seen, no matter what you think of these people, the fact that someone was driven to suicide because someone uploaded a Facebook Live video of them being so-called arrested, no one should want that. No matter what this person has done, that is not a just outcome of this case. And I think if we see that as a just outcome, we are losing something of our humanity, and I think that would be a real shame.